Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you for a special along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
Vishal, the last time we did a special like this, we were walking out of a cafe and news dropped that Roberto Martinez had been sacked at Everton.
Yes.
Almost about a season and a half on.
We have
the news drop today that Carlo Ancelotti has been sacked by Bayern Munich. I mean, we will get into details a little later, but just quickly, your first reaction to when you got the news?
Not surprised.
Okay, and I mean, let's put this in perspective for the listeners out there in terms of what Ancelotti had achieved in a season and a half. Well, it's not even half really. It's just about the first 6 games or 5 games of the season, and he's already gone. He had won the Bundesliga, but honestly, we at the podcast very often talk about how Bayern Munich usually have the Bundesliga sewn up by Christmas. We did not expect the narrative to be this year that Bayern Munich had a manager sacked by Christmas, or way before Christmas, really. And that's because they've already dropped points in the Bundesliga, which is very unlike Munich. They had a crushing defeat yesterday at the Champions League, defeated by PSG, albeit in Paris, but still 3-0 not. I mean, how high are the standards? If you remember, Bayern Munich were not entirely delighted that Pep Guardiola could not deliver the holy grail of the Champions League. So where do we begin assessing Ancelotti's reign, and what's your take?
Ancelotti's take, I think Ancelotti made the mistake that he didn't have to make, of trying to fix something that was not broken. And so I'm going to start with the Bundesliga and Bayern Munich there. And to really be honest over here, you do not need to coach to win, to really coach that team to win the Bundesliga, if you know what I mean. That team does not need coaching. The talent that they have is clearly far more superior than anybody else in that league. And they will win the league irrespective of what you try or what you do. And if you really look at last season, it was less of Ancelotti and more of standout performances from the likes of Robert Lewandowski, from the like of Thiago Alessandra, and a bunch of players who really stepped up and played really well. And that's about it. And like you said, by December, they pretty much had all of it wrapped up.
But last year, well, so just to bring it in a little bit of perspective, last year was a slightly tighter race than it has been for about the last 5 or 6 seasons that Bayern had.
It definitely was. It was the closest that it's been for a while. It took Munich a little longer than they normally do. But again, what Ancelotti insisted on doing is again bringing his signature style back into Munich and try to implement his style, which really didn't need to be done because I think they were a sorted team. They had a good core setup. He tried to change the core of the team. He tried to remove a few core players. For example, Müller fell down the pecking order. I think Müller, more than just being a great player, is also a great character for the team. So a lot of unnecessary, unrequired changes that Ancelotti put in. And if you look at the signings that they really made, these were signings to really make sure that they continue winning the Bundesliga and not necessarily go ahead and be a serious contender in the Champions League. And so I think that's one thing that they definitely went wrong. And so that's honestly where Ancelotti went wrong. But overall, I also think you need to take a step back and look at the Bayern Munich administration. And you really need to start calling out the way they are running the club right now, because like I said, they seem to be planning for the Bundesliga while taking for granted that Munich will advance into the finals, the quarterfinals, and final Champions League, and more often than not failed in the last 4 to 5 years. Even under Pep Guardiola, I think, and this is why earlier in our earlier seasons also we mentioned how Pep Guardiola has actually failed in Germany, because winning that league is not difficult at all. So, a couple of things. Munich have not really moved on well. The other clubs have moved on. For example, they are still heavily dependent on Ribery and Robben to deliver at four way past 33 years old now. One is 35, one is 33, and both of them are not really in the prime, cannot put in a full season of performances. So, and on top of that, they lost somebody like Xabi Alonso. And it's kind of ironical that they were building a team around Xabi Alonso, who was again way past 35 years old. They were really doing the whole building a team wrong, because it was clearly short-term planning. I was surprised that Pep Guardiola also left a team which did not really have a long shelf life. Which, if you look at Man City and the way he's building a team, it seems to be a very young team and a team with shelf life. But unlike Man City, he had a team on the older side. He had a good group of players, but not necessarily world-class players. Great in the Bundesliga, but not great in Europe, and that is clearly starting.
So the interesting factor here is we are talking about Carlo Ancelotti, historically one of the most successful managers in Europe. Period, in terms of the number of trophies won and things like that. European success has been tremendous for him. But is it so that the way Bayern Munich look at things, it's so easy to win? I mean, I was joking a little while ago on Twitter saying that the rate at which they're firing people, they might as well give me a shot. I mean, how bad can it be in terms of managing the team in the Bundesliga? But so does it mean that there was a bit of a perfect storm in terms of the board's own complacent approach while they're trying to fight complacency?
Exactly the word. That is exactly the word. Complacency is the word that we need to highlight over here, because I think everybody just accepted the fact that they seem to be very happy winning the Bundesliga year on year, which I honestly think is no great achievement anymore, unless a Borussia Dortmund come or one of the other clubs like a Werder Bremen or even a Wolfsburg or a Dortmund come in the league. That's an achievement, because they do have a substandard team compared to Bayern Munich squad.
Or like what a Leipzig were doing last season.
Yeah. However, Munich have been very short-sighted in their approach. While they have been trying to stay true to the principles of the club and the history and the culture of the club of growing players and getting players, but football has sadly changed. And if you really must compete, you really need world-class players in your squad who can deliver on the big stage. And if you remember the one thing that Madrid did had Munich last time, it was a closely fought contest towards the end of the game. Madrid were clearly better than Munich, and it has happened the year before and the year before, where Barcelona handed off a pretty big thrashing to Munich, and which other than Arsenal, everybody else seems to have Munich's number. So the real question that needs to be asked is, what are they defining success at this point in time? Because the Bundesliga, anybody can take, and if you really, really want to win the Champions League, you really need to upgrade. And like you said, the complacency that really steps in is the fact that when you play week in and week out, you generally tend to be far more superior than your opponent, and it shows. You win a full game 4-0, 5-0, 4-0, 5-0, and suddenly you come up against an opponent who can really come up and throw things at you, and you are not prepared for it, because you generally don't have to fight for your 3 points on most days of the week. And that's something, again, Munich might be guilty of, because they're suddenly not prepared for the better teams. And you could see it yesterday. They were off pace. They did not know what hit them. They had no plans to manage that offense which was thrown at them, and none of this was surprising. Anyone who could have watched any of the previous games of PSG will know what was coming at you yesterday. But Munich were very, very poorly prepared to the point that his team selection was appalling. Honestly, as in, I'm never the one to really point out these things, but Ancelotti really picked an appalling team yesterday. Very good, Martinez. as a centre back where he's a central midfielder and he kept quarting and hobbled out. I really did not understand the team selection. I did not understand the performance. None of the players seemed to know what they're doing.
And no wonder Robin was very non-committal at the press conference after the game because he did not want to really defend his manager. They asked about whether everybody stands behind him and he said, I won't answer the question, which answered the question in a sense because within 18 hours he was gone.
Yeah, but this is the first time I'm honestly shocked at Ancelotti's approach in at Munich because he normally never tries too hard to really establish himself. You can look at his job at PSG, you can look at what he did at Chelsea, you can obviously look at what he did at the AC Milan, and you know he's a great manager, but I think he was trying too hard to get out of the shadow of the team that Pep Guardiola
That was my earlier question. That was it a case of Ancelotti trying too much to stamp something on it, although he's not somebody who's known for his tactical originality. He's not somebody... He's a bigger man manager than he's a tactics man.
Exactly. And if you remember when he was appointed, we covered this in our episode and we said the exact same thing, that the reason why Ancelotti will make Munich series contenders is because he will play to the strengths of the Bayern Munich players instead of going the tiki-taka way. But for some strange reason, he decided to go up against that and decided to go the tactical way, and which is failing pretty badly for him because he is not a tactical mastermind. He is not. He tends to put out a formation, get that, define goals for his players, and just do that well and play football. And if he'd have stuck to that, I think he'd have been far more successful. But yeah, I think he's caught up with Carlo Ancelotti as well, and he seems to have made the decision that everybody is making of trying to fix something that's not broken.
Okay, and we're almost out of time here, but if we could get a quick last word in, since I'm not applying because I found too many things on the plate, who is potentially an ideal replacement?
I'm going to put my money on Philipp Lahm.
Alright, so we will see how that develops, and of course we will keep you posted on Bayern Munich, not week in and week out in the Bundesliga because that would be the most boring podcast ever. But yes, we will keep an eye out on them in Europe because we just saw two financial super giants meeting each other and one financial super giant winning and the other one being finally forced to make changes because clearly Munich are the richest team in Germany. So that's about all the time we have for this week. You can find us at the usual places on Pocket Cast, on iTunes, on Audio Boom. Visit our channel Soccer Sense, and you can follow us on Twitter at Sense Soccer. Alright, Vishal, so that's about all the time we have on this special episode, and we will sign off on that note. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Still playing for United.
Yes, they have been doing rather well. We'll see you guys next time.
See you guys.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.